She's going to share on let the newcomer live. Let the newcomer live. Let him breathe.
I'm still a recovering addict. Oh, and this right here, I don't like doing. I really don't. Yeah, I'm a little horse girl. I've been cutting up all night. Anyway. I can't dance, but I can do something else. I can cut up, holler, talk, and all that other kind of stuff. Okay, I'm good. Well, can y'all fix it? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You know I'm a little defiant, too. Anyway, I'm going to share how I got here, and I'm going to share what I do to stay here, and then I'm going to talk about the newcomer that harasses me sometimes. Anyway, I bought into Narcotics Anonymous. I got here, by the way, Central Cell. Yeah. I did my time. It was 3 days. I'm done. 3 days in Central Cell. That was enough for me. I didn't think I had a problem for one thing. I didn't want to come here for real. Well, would I put it in my hand? Anyway, what's wrong with it? I didn't want to come here. I didn't think I had a problem. I just thought that I had used for a while. And when it's just cell, that was my biggest fear, was going to jail. A lot of people that I hung out with, that's what they did. So I thought I was unique. You know what I'm saying? And that was the most humiliating thing in my entire life, to be in that central cell for 3 days. And I'm kind of nervous, too, because I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? And I've got all my friends in here. I thank God for the people in my life. I do. I really thank God for y'all. Lord have mercy. I thank God for my sponsees, too, because they are a little off the hook. I look at them and I see me. God got a funny way of putting people in your life, for real. Just about all my sponsees I see me in, and we just off the hook. One thing I like about it is that we can live our life. We enjoy who we are. We don't have to put on some, airs to be who we are. But one thing I do like, when I first came in here, my sponsor took me straight to the steps. Newcomer. First thing she said, okay, let's get clean. Newcomer. After getting clean, not just walk around here trying to look cute and be cute. Let's get better. Let's do some work. I was like, oh my God, work? I got to go to the dance. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know the process of recovery. I thought I came in here and I seen everybody looking good, doing the things that they were doing on the street, because the lifestyle is my thing. I like a lot of glitter and all that kind of stuff. I like talking out the side of my neck. I like to hang around with people to talk out the side of their neck. You know what I'm saying? So that's my track. That was my track. So when he said do some work, oh no, we ain't doing that. I'm going to the dance. Because when I found out we were dancing, it was on and popping. I'm going to the dance. We're going to hang out. We're going to look cute. We're going to talk about shopping and all that other kind of stuff. We're going to do those kind of things. But my sponsor, thank God for it. Thank God that I got a sponsor that was in the program, that was doing some work, and said, okay, she helped me live. She actually held me by my hand. She said, okay, Sheila, all that stuff you're doing right there, because I was bouncing off the wall. I was all over the place. She said, oh, no, we ain't doing that. And my sponsor did not give me suggestions. She didn't. She said, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? This is what you need to do. This is what you said. No suggestion. I found out later on she was trying to help me save my life. But like I said, I'm defiant. I'm like, who she think she talking to? I'm grown. I'm a grown woman. You can't tell me what to do. I just used for a little while. But I ain't know how to live. I ain't know how to live. I came here with the same mindset. I was one of those addicts that came. I never been in a safe environment. You all were my safe environment. You all helped me. You loved me until I learned how to love myself. I came in this room. Nighttime is the right time. That was a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. It was from 10:30, 12 o'clock at night. It was the right time for me. We sat, and I sat in that meeting. They loved me until I learned how to love myself. I sat right there, and I detoxed off of methadone. Yes. Today, I have 17 years clean off of methadone. Only through God's grace and the people that was in my life that really was helping with the newcomer, because I was a newcomer. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God that I have those kind of people, and I pass it on. Because when you ask me to sponsor you, we ain't going to do no whole lot talking. You can't talk me to death. And I ain't the trash can. You can't keep dumping on me. It's okay. Can we get a solution? Can we get a solution? And y'all told me the solution was the steps. Yeah, that's it. Real simple. It was the steps. There ain't no whole lot of fanfare. Ain't no whole lot of band playing. None of that. It's like, get better. Sure, do you want to get better, or do you want to continue to act like a fool and not cause the knowledge to say you all right? Internally, I was sick. And my sponsor knew it because I was sharing things with her. I wasn't scraping the surface. I was sharing things because I didn't want to shoot no more dough. And I didn't want to tell y'all I shot dough. I want to tell y'all that I snort dope real cute like. Sat on the bars and crossed my legs. I ain't want to tell y'all that. When I seen the track on my arm, what I would do, I would start snorting dope again. Because I ain't want y'all to see all that kind of stuff. The people in the street. Because I was one of the ones I used for 20 years. So I thought I ain't have a problem because my hustle was going to work. Bag everybody at work. I knew payday, I could get something. At the end of my addiction, at the end, I was on the corner selling dope. Something I said I would never do in my entire life because I thought I was better than. Baby, denial is something else. Denial is something else. When you think you're better than somebody else, watch out because your turn coming. Your turn coming. You know what I'm saying? And it is real funny because just yesterday, because I'm an advocate, newcomer, I'm your cheerleader for real. And when I say, I'm serious, when I see folks trying to grandstand, because you know we get time and we forget that we was a newcomer. We do. Now we want somebody coming to our arena, but we forgot our own process. Because when I know when I came here, I was cutting up. I was off the hook, talking trash. I ain't have no respect. Didn't respect myself at that time, so I'm going to respect you. So in that process, sometimes we get real big-headed and forget that we're talking to people that got feelings and emotions. We don't know what we can say to send somebody else back out of here. We don't know where they at mentally or emotionally. Because I know I don't share everything in the meeting. I don't. Because I know some of y'all might not be emotionally ready to handle it. Because if you bring it back to me, and if I ain't emotionally able to take it, it's going to be a problem. So that's why I got a sponsor. So you all at everything, but I don't do no fifth step in the meeting. I need somebody in my life that can hold something. That can hold something. Because some of my stuff ain't public information. Not yet. Yeah. It wasn't public information. When I got all right with it, when I could sit in the meeting and raise my hand and share, then it was public information. So I tell people in my life, newcomers, I said sometimes they just want to be listened to. Because sometimes we got the answer before they finish. And all they want you to do is just listen to them. We're going to tell you, okay. Well, this is what I did. Sometimes they're incapable of doing what we did. You know, I know my story is my story. I know I sat in here and I didn't use constantly, every day, rocking. Kept saying I don't want to come here. Doing the things I don't want to do. That's what the first step talked about. When I finally admit that I was powerless over my addiction and that my life was totally unmanageable. I had to admit complete defeat, not half of it. I surrender. God, please help me. I can't do it no more. I tried every way, manipulated all kinds of things. Gonna tell you my sponsor, how to sponsor me. Ooh. She been here longer than I have. She know how to live. I'm gonna tell her how to sponsor me. I ain't doing that. Read the book, Sheila, for 30 days. For what? For what? Why? My favorite word, why? If you read the book for 30 days and if you got some problems with it, then call me. I thank God that there's no way, right way or wrong way to get better. Excuse me. Because we got some folks tell you need to do it my way. I need to do it the Narcotics Anonymous way. That's the way I need to do it. That's exactly how I need to do it. I thank God that my sponsor told me, Sheila, Every ship that sell out, you can't sell out with it. Because I wanted to sell on every one of them. I was like, okay, hold up. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Because some nights it ain't feel good just sitting there with my sponsor getting better. It didn't. Because I was trying to figure out what y'all was doing. And then I don't believe everything y'all told me anyway. If it wasn't in the book, I ain't believe that mess. Because I know I can talk real slick. I can make up some stuff too. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God that I had the opportunity to open the book up and read it. So, you know, I'll be like, okay, where is it at in the book? I ain't seen that. You know what I'm saying? But I have a ball. I have a ball in Not Cards and Numbers. I enjoy myself. I'm not one of them folks that be always coming in here sharing, talking about a problem all the time. I can't do it. I really can't. I'm just not that type of, my personality is not like that. When I have situations in my life, I talk to people that can help me, not the ones that can sanction my mess. Because I know some folks that can sanction some stuff. I know the folks I do drive-bys with and all that, when I'm emotionally knocked off of balance. But I thank God that I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood Him. Because then I had some time, it was okay, sure, it's time to do some writing. Because it wasn't for me. I found out that it wasn't for me. My buddy just told me not too long ago, the only way to keep it, I got to give it away. At first, I thought it was all about me. Because I was raised as an only child. I'm self-centered to the core. To the core. You know what I'm saying? So when I found out that I had to do something to help somebody else, it was like, what? Help who? I ain't doing that. So my sponsor had to prepare me to get better. Because I couldn't carry a message. I couldn't help nobody else because I was still sick. Only thing I could have told you how to use. Let's go to the meeting, and then if we went to the meeting, we can go somewhere else. But I understand I bought into the process of Not Cards and Numbers. I bought into the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. I want to get better. I'm 54 years old. Sheila, take a stand. When are you going to be accountable? When are you going to do something different? When are you going to help somebody else? When are you going to stop thinking it's all about you? When are you going to think, when can you actually be humble? Because that's hard some days. Because of my arrogant nature and my defiant presence at times. You tell me go over here, I'm going over there. Why I'm going over there? For what? You know what I'm saying? So my sponsor kind of helped me to get humble in my life with the God of my understanding as well. Some days ain't all right all the time. Some days ain't always good days. But I know I ain't got to use. That's what makes it a good day. I don't have to use. If I know if I get into some kind of situation or whatever, I got my sponsees I can talk to. I got my sponsor I can talk to. Because be careful what you give somebody because it's coming back to you. Right, Tawanda? Anyway. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God that I got people in my life that I can really rumble with. Not them ones that do everything. We all right as long as you're doing what I say do. But when you don't want to do what I want you to do, we ain't all right. I'm calling everybody. You know what? No. No. Remember, Sheila, you fall short too. You fall short. But one thing I do for myself and other people, I do respect other people because I respect me. And I'm not going to allow nobody to disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? I understand today that everybody has their own process. And when you knew, we can't skip the process. I got married in recovery. Okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I got divorced in recovery. So I'm getting ready to tell the truth right there. When I met him, I mean, I think he had 6 months, maybe. I'm not sure. But around that area, right. And I understand, I looked at the outside. We're talking about a newcomer now. We're talking about a newcomer. Let the newcomer live. We're talking about a newcomer. Let the newcomer live. He had about 6 months, around about 6 months. And my preference, I'm going to tell you, tall, dark, and bow-legged. That's my preference. Oh, excuse me. Anyway. We was outside of dance. I don't really know how he actually really came in my life, for real, for real. I think my friends, Michelle and Garrett and all them, I think they probably, I don't know. I don't really know how he came in my life. I can't think. I've been thinking about it and pondering with that. Where did he come from? For the longest time, where did he come from? Where was I at emotionally at that time in my life? What was going on, right? And some kind of way, he just took me, swept me off my feet. Next thing I know, you know, I can remember, I'm telling you a story, I can remember when he told me, he told everybody else that we was getting married before he had told me. So I said, let me tell you, we was sitting in my car and something was wrong with it or whatever. He was in the back seat. And I said, well, what was you going to ask me? Was you going to, would I marry you? He was looking a little like, I done told everybody. I said, well, I guess so. Since you done told everybody, right? Oh, my God. So it went smoothly for a while. And I was in school as well, trying to get a degree. So my focus was kind of off balance. It wasn't really focused in right on him. I mean, we had a great wedding, and it was beautiful and all that kind of stuff. And when you're going through things emotionally, you want somebody to kind of support you and hold you, for real. See, I forgot. I looked on the outside. I forgot he just came in recovery. Because when I got married, he was 18 months clean then. I forgot that he hadn't went through his entire process. Let's not forget. So, he cut up. He cut up. He did what the newcomer did. But I still knew how to love him unconditionally. Still knew how to love him. I knew. Because as women, we know. We can tell ourselves all that bull crap if you want to. But as women, we know. We know when things are out of order because our woman mechanism just tells us. But you been, nigga, what? You said, what? You know, we private investigate. We get you to repeat it over and over and over again. And you men don't know what's happening. Didn't I just tell you that? Well, tell me one more time. So I can make sure that I heard what you said. So I can be certain. You know what I'm saying? And it fell apart. I was hurt. I was angry. All of those things. Because when I make a commitment in my life, I make a commitment because the steps taught me how to do that. Taught me how to be loyal. Taught me how to be a friend. I'm not one of them wishy-washy people. I'm not. I'm the same all the time. So when all that was going on, I had to practice the principles in my life when I didn't want to. For real. So that, you know, if you ain't doing them in your life constantly and consistently, just on emergency, you got a problem. You got a problem. Because that night, when all that stuff broke, when it broke loose, I was, oh my God, I needed some help. I really needed some help, and I had to call my best friend. Please come help me. I didn't want to do that, because when I was going down that hallway, I had on some sweatpants, a t-shirt, and it was on. It was on and popping. Because I was getting ready to do some damage. But when I got out that door, I remember, ooh, 3 days, central cell. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. I better call somebody and get some help. And that's what I did. Because I was emotionally, mentally, and all of that knocked off balance. But I can say right today, me and him are best of friends. Because we took some people out of our life. We had to sit down, we had to talk about some stuff because God intervened. God had to come in because I was angry. I truly was. I walked around here, and you know, of course, everybody know your business but you. You know, then you know, and newcomers, you know, you got to be real careful when you kind of interacting with folks and doing things to people. You know, because you messing up people's lives sometimes. Because if your motive ain't right, then you need not to be bothered. Why would I go get somebody to sponsor me that I'm really attracted to? I need women in my life. My home group is the woman's step meeting. Because I know how to manipulate a man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I need somebody in my life that can say, okay, Sheila, look, you off the beam, because I'm real flirtatious. I'm a woman. I like men, but I know what I like, and I know how I like them, and I know what I want, because I don't want anything. I don't want a man just to say I got somebody on my arms to look cute, to go to the meeting. You float in the meeting. You know how we do our float. We float in the meeting. Like that's a date. That ain't a date, nigga. Take me somewhere. Yeah. After the meeting, we go to the dance. What? That ain't no date. Take me somewhere I can't take myself. Can you do that? You know what I'm saying? So I understand that there's certain things that I want in my life and certain things I don't want in my life. I am not confused today. I'm not shooting dope. My brain is not clouded today. I know I want better for me. So the people that's in my life, if a newcomer comes in my life, I want better for them too. I'm going to give you the message and not the mess. And then I'm one of those folks too. If you married and you up in the newcomer's face, oh, it's on. Did you know his wife? Do you know his wife? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got newcomer predators in here. Yeah, you know, when stuff wake up, because I was one newcomer, when mine woke up, they was in the men's wrap, both hands. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they was. I don't know what they was talking about, but they tried me. They tried me. And myself sitting there saying, oh, it was all about me. I told you I was the only child. And I was raised as, my perception of a man is, if you can't provide and protect me, I don't have no use for you. That's how I was thinking when I first came in here. So they tried me, and that's what happened. And the only way I kind of stopped fooling with folks like that was when I finally found out that men really had emotions and feelings too, that they was hiding. This guy came to me and said to me, Sheila, why did you do that? You know, because I had told some stuff that happened between us to some folks. They told some folks. They told, you don't know who know who. Then they told the folks, and it came back to him. And at that moment, I was presented with me again. So now, today I know, everybody has feelings, even when they want to hide them, men do too. Because you know, we was taught men don't cry. That ex-husband of mine will cry in a minute. And I like that, because I've seen his process. I've seen him grow up. I've seen him do things. But I had to get out the way because God had to intervene for me. You know, because I was very angry. Very angry. Because I put some time in there. So the other woman, she all right now. She all right because she got a real man. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes as women, we don't hold people accountable. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to sleep on my couch without a job. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. I'm new and I need some place to stay. Okay, let me call one of these guys, see if you can stay at the house, or see if we can take you down to the shelter. It works. Yeah, we ain't doing that. You know, I was somewhere else sharing. The guy said, I need a sponsor. I said, oh, you do? I'm in treatment. I said, oh, you are? I said, hold up. Let me get a couple of these guys over here for you. Because I can't do nothing with you. What am I going to do with you? I can call you and say, okay, where the meeting at? But better than that, I can give you a meeting list. It's called a basic list. And you can go. So I don't try to stand in the way of the process of a newcomer because of my own experiences. Because I understand that if you ain't emotionally ready, and we keep looking on the outside, we're going to miss this blessing. But I do understand that God does take care of us. The 12 steps takes care of me. And the 24, the traditions really takes care of me. Because some days, I don't want to, like this right here, I don't want to do this. I ain't want to do it. I got all balled up and nervous and went in the bathroom. But thank God for friends in your life. Because Tony C. came in there and started acting up. Oh, let's go. Whatever. And those are the kind of people I need in my life. People that's fun. You know, I can't do that morbidity thing. I'm not morbid. I can't. Whew. I can't do it. When you vex my spirit, I'm one of those persons that the spirit stays high. I be all over the place. I ain't lying. I ain't crazy, Darrell, but I be all over the place. I be doing tending all kinds of stuff because I like doing that, those kind of things. My daughter's getting ready to get married. My daughter's 38 years old. And she said to me, because of some of the things that me and her father had went through, because he was my first everything, that she would never get married. When she texted me, she called me and said, Mom, guess what? I think I want to get married. Girl, the wedding is almost finished. The wedding is planned, because Mama planning the wedding. I'm getting ready to get my gown altered for her, because now that's her gown. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that I have to be available to people in my life. Even I don't want to. Some folks get on my nerves, for real. They do. Sometimes they get on my nerves, but I still got to look at me, because it starts with me and it ends with me. It starts with me and it ends with me. I don't want to look at that part. I want to always blame you. Because when I wrote my fourth step, I was like, okay, if they ain't do this, I wouldn't have done that. I ain't making no amends to nobody because it's their fault. They was grown and we was in recovery and I shared my story and it was on them. I told them how I was and they ain't believe it. So now they stuck with their own pain. My sponsor said, do you actually believe that? I was like, okay, well, I guess in God's time, because I always want to set the stage for something. I do. I want to orchestrate everything. I want to control your life and my life. But I really want to control yours, because see, I can wait to do it. I can wait to do mine. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God that I do know who I am. And I'm all right being who I am. I'm truly all right being me, because I do enjoy myself and I have a ball. And Rodney, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, because you helped me with some tolerance and some patience. Because I want to say every word for you. I ain't lying. I do. But I thank God. See, God give you what you want, not what you need. I mean, give you what you need, not what you want. Because I want a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of things. But when you ask for all those things, some of them things might not be good for you. I got some of those things that I was like, God, please, can you take it back? Because I don't want it, you know. But I thank God that I do have people that I can actually talk to, be myself. So, newcomer, trust and believe that you're in the right place. Trust and believe that we do get better. Trust and believe that those feelings are not going to always stay the same. Trust and believe that one day you'll be standing up here sharing your story. Because that's all we got is our story. We can say all that other bull crap. But the only thing that I have is my story. And how I got my story, I came to Narcotics Anonymous, and I had to find out what my story truly was. I had to really get entirely honest with myself and another human being, something I didn't want to do. You think I wanted to tell somebody everything about me? No. I don't know you, lady. What you gonna do with what I tell you? Then I got to be worried about it overnight trying to figure out, did she tell somebody? Like I had some real big important business until she started telling me hers. I said, oh, I ain't bad at all, huh? Then I started coming in the meeting and hearing y'all. I said, shoot, I'm all right. I'm all right. Because I know we all got a touch of a little craziness in us. I truly believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because some days, some thoughts that be coming across my head, I'll be like, ooh, where'd that come from? Why I'm thinking like that? You know what I'm saying? So I understand that I ain't perfect. Won't be perfect. But I can trust my higher power. Because when you all are not around, when I get some emotionally all balanced and I can't deal, what am I do? What am I hold on to? Who am I ask for some help? The God of my understanding. I know it's a many nights I was sitting in my, because I'm one of those persons, I don't want to tell you everything anyway. Because I'm so independent at times. So I'll sit with me. And I got to be real careful because we know addict alone is in what? Bad company. Bad company. So I have to tell somebody some things. Sometimes I'll sit in my own house. I'm going to figure this out on my own. Till the pain get a little, you know. It's like, okay, God, come on now. Put somebody in my life. And it's always my best buddy. My best friend. Get your best friend, newcomer. Get your best friend. I mean a true friend. Somebody that got your back at all times. And you got their back. Because I like for reciprocal relationships. You can't keep on using me up. You know what I'm saying? I like those kind of relationships that we can disagree. But be agreeable. Just because we disagree, we ain't got to talk no more for about 5 or 10 years or whatever. You know that thing she did? That's not friendship. Okay. That's not friendship. Because I don't want a friend that always agree on what I'm doing all the time. Because I ain't trying to die. Sheila, you out of order. Get it together. Those are my friends tell me. You know, sometimes I set up stuff before I even know it. But I understand today I got to be true to myself and true to people in my life. Thank God for another day clean. Thanks for letting me share.